Okay, now we can. Hello, my sister is going to introduce this episode while I annoy her with drinking things.
I was just telling Jeremy that I have a PTSD response to smelling alcohol in people's breath. So he's drinking a beer and I'm trying not to close down. So go to my happy place. So this episode is our third official episode of, well, actually I shouldn't say official because we don't know if we're going to post it or not. But we do have a name for our podcast now. So with two uploaded, we have a name for our podcast.
Which is the image in our center of our screen here.
So we have
for those that are listening on YouTube.
Yeah, I forgot. The name of the podcast is The Poor Rikes, because we grew up pronouncing our name Rich because of the Nazis. Our family changed the pronunciation around 1945-ish.
Was it not Mom that changed our name?
No.
I thought I was assuming it was her, not Dad.
No, when she met Dad, he pronounced his name that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to butt in real quick because I will never forget that I did not know that our actual pronunciation of our name was Reich, because I was born and raised to always think of it as Rich. So even though people in school, including teachers and stuff, you know, they would call out Reich. And I remember I didn't even know they were talking to me. Like, you know, you hear that when they tell you to call your name and whatever. I didn't even realize it took a while.
You were listening for the correct name.
Yeah. I was listening to what we pronounce it as. And years later, I think I might have been like an older teenager around there, right? Like 16, 18, maybe, or maybe even 1920. But it was a long time before I even knew that my sister, actually, it might have been in my 30s. I don't know. I just remember when I would hear Crystal, I would hear my sister say our last name correctly. And I was like, why are you saying that? Stop it. Stop saying the name like that. It's Rich, damn it. You know, because it would really upset me.
Aww.
I didn't realize that we just chose to pronounce it differently. I mean, why not just change the damn name? You know what I mean? Like, they could have legally changed our freaking last name a long time ago. I've actually thought about that many times, like, of changing our last name. Actually, not too long ago, it was like a year or two ago, I was telling my sister, I had gotten to the point where I was like, I can't live with this name anymore. I really can't. I can't do it. And I actually looked it up. I really legitimately wanted to change my last name.
Expensive.
And I actually was thinking about even changing my name, my real name, to Germaximus. Just Germaximus. Kind of like Prince and Madonna or whatever. Like, that's... I actually was thinking about that. But yeah, looking up how much it costs to change your name, there's no freaking way.
It's like $400 or something?
It depends. Yeah, I think it was around there. It depends on where you live, like what city, what state, that kind of a thing.
I wonder if it's because we're in California and people change their names so often they made it more expensive there.
I think it's just a way for them to make money, you know. But I guess it does kind of make sense to restrict it a little bit, you know, especially with identity theft and all kinds of stuff like that. Like, you know, it could be messy. But no, it's just way too expensive. So it never did that. But yeah, I remember I was like, dude, I want to change my name so bad. I can't continue going with this Reich thing, even though I always know it as Rich. I know it as Rich. I always have. And Crystal, she was like, oh, well, you know, that's just one of the Reichs. There's like hundreds of Reichs or something, right?
No, no, there were. So I meant to look this up, but
I think there's at least 13.
I don't know. When I was in, so I didn't know the connection to, I didn't learn about the Holocaust till I was 14, so this was ninth grade, and I'm looking at Reich and I'm just like, why is my name there? Why is it associated with this? You know, just goes to show how, well, okay, so I shouldn't blame the school system, or, you know, we just didn't have access to like media, because
no internet back then.
We didn't get our own TV until like eighth grade.
It's interesting that you say that, because now, okay, so just anybody that might be younger, in case somebody younger is listening, that was so normal, okay, especially for us, we were being poor, like buying a TV was, I remember the first time we got a TV, like,
okay, so we bought a 13 inch black and white.
Wait, wasn't there a color?
Oh no, we got 13 inch, right? We got 13 inch color because we could have gotten a 13 inch color or a larger size black and white.
Oh,
for the same price. And we chose the color because color was better.
Yeah.
And so, but it was over $200. So it was $199.
And then tax.
And then tax. Yeah. And we bought it with the money that Grandpa gave us for graduating from junior high.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and Mom paid the tax.
Okay.
13-inch color TV. And Mom bought us an illegal black box, so we had all the channels. But
oh, yeah. I forgot about the cable box.
But before that, all of our unless we were at a friend's house or something, all of our watching had to be family-friendly. It had to be something that we could watch with Mom. So it's either what she's watching or whatever. Like, if once in a while, like, there'd be a show that you and I would be really into and we could watch that every week or whatever, but it was, we were still watching it with Mom because mm-hmm. the TV was in the living room, yeah. which was also her bedroom. Mm-hmm. So we just didn't have a lot of access to information. This was way before the internet.
And it's, you know, you made me remember too, is the whole, the living room being our mom's bedroom. That's always been the case.
Yeah, well, initially when we moved to Commerce, she was supposed to share a room with me. We had two twin beds in there.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
And she snored so loud.
I did not know that.
And she had,
I remember so much snoring.
She also had back problems, so when I think Uncle Robert brought us out over a couch. It was like a used couch, but mm-hmm. she found sleeping on the couch more comfortable than sleeping in a twin bed. And I found it more comfortable to have her sleeping in a different room
mm-hmm.
where I couldn't hear her snores echoing off the ceiling.
if you get cold, let me know. I'm just going to get some air.
Plus, I was like, I turned 15, like, right after I moved in there. So I really needed my own room at that point. So I think she recognized that. But yeah. we were moving to get away from Renz, and then he moved into the apartment next to the door.
Well, the reason I think about it is because I love that was something Mom was always, you know, of course, willing to do. Was she never thought of taking a room from one of us and then us living or sleeping in the living room. You know what I mean? Like, she gave us the bedrooms.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, even when we moved here, she wanted the living room.
Yeah.
Although she said it was because she didn't want to be boxed in.
Oh, yeah. No, well. Sure, I mean that,
which I'm sure is true, yeah. But also, I mean, we were full grown adults when we moved.
I forget how we got it. So, oh yeah, we were talking about the TV. On top of that, especially now, I've learned that.
I'm just trying to explain my ignorance about the Holocaust. Also, we're not a Jewish family.
Well, and here's the thing,
and I didn't have any friends until, I had friends' houses that I would go over to. I had one friend named Alicia in sixth grade, and before that was Simple in kindergarten, and like a smattering of like being at other people's houses through mm-hmm. the years. But Mom always, after Bubba died, Mom was always nervous about having her kids be out. So she'd, it was such a like a process to try to go over to a friend's house that I just never really felt like it was mm-hmm. worth it, especially since I didn't really like being around other people that much. Like, I was just like, I remember in kindergarten and Simple was like, you should come over to our house. And she had these friends who were twins, and I can't remember their names, but we were all in kindergarten together. And I think one of the twins was in the other class and one of the twins was in our class. And I'm not sure why they split them up, but they used to do that. But yeah, so we went over to their house a few times, and I just never understood the point of that, like, going over to other people's houses. It's like, why? And it's like, oh, friendship and,
you know, socialization. I
just never got it. Like, I loved it when you and Bubba would go out and play with your friends, because I would just sit in our room and pretend like the room was mine for a couple of hours. Yeah. And
your own little personal castle.
Yeah. Because it's a big room for one person. It's a small room for three people. So I would just like chill and enjoy it. I rarely got bored by myself. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I didn't understand the other people's kind of insistence on being around each other all the time. It's like, I'm going to see you at school. I don't need to go to your house.
That's so funny, because I never, I don't think we've ever even actually really talked about that. We've talked about like smaller things of you just don't care about being around people kind of a thing, and also being agoraphobic.
Yeah. Well, that
But
was okay. So the agoraphobia was after foster care, and I just didn't trust people anymore. But the and it wasn't like I didn't love like my family. I loved you and Bubba. When Bubba died, I was devastated, you know. But I just didn't feel the need to have everybody around me all the time. You know, the only one I really f I don't because I shared a room with you guys. Like I spent a lot of time with you guys. So it was okay to not be with each other all the time. And I didn't feel the need to fill my time without you guys with other people that I didn't know or like as much, you know.
Well, I
I mean,
think.
I was like simple and I was comfortable with her, but the twins, I liked them like in a general kind of way. It wasn't they weren't mean and they, you know.
They're okay, you just didn't care. Weren't attached to
Yeah.
them.
I liked Simple 'cause Simple actively like went out of her way to be my friend. And that was really nice because it was embarrassing to just be standing by myself at recess.
That's an interesting point. You make me think, you remind me of the times when I would go to parties. Now, it's going to a party is far different than just going and hanging out with friends. I was never home.
I know.
Never, and if I was almost playing video games for the most part. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, I was never home. But parties were different because what you're talking about to me, that's what like a party was. You go to a party, and I loved going to parties. I loved going to them, but I felt so alone because the parties were very broad. You know, it's much different. Like it's friends of friends of friends of friends, and whoever could go is there.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like we were just. It wasn't like a small party. It was like a party, you know. It was different than going to a friend's house to hang out and play games or, you know, D&D or whatever. Like a party was a party. So there's all kinds of strangers there and you know what's weird? I never really thought about that, but I have a hard time meeting people.
For the first time?
For the first time, yeah. And
Yeah.
it's not because I don't like them. Like I love being around people, but I have nothing to talk about because I hate everything. And I always have. I always have. Like, you know, this is what I learned. You know, we talked a little bit about that, but when in high school was when I first learned to stop being fake for myself. You know, I stopped faking things and I stopped whatever, like basically just stopped being fake. And I started telling people the truth. And I pushed everybody away, kind of like what I did with politics. I just pushed everybody away, which I understand because, like, you know, I definitely learned that when all you do is say you hate life and wish you were dead and every day sucks, you know, people don't want to talk to you, and that's understandable. It's completely understandable when that's the only thing you ever have to say.
That's why I don't like the question, like, how are you?
I hate how are you? God, it's horrible.
I just like it'd be one thing if like you could just answer honestly and people don't stop. Like it like if I if you say I'm miserable and I want to kill myself, then they have to stop and be, oh, but are you okay? And it's like obviously not, but can we like just move on? I was just answering your question to be polite. You know? So
I prefer just a hello. Like, hey, what's up, you
it's funny
know?
because Sheree does that to me if we haven't talked in a while.
Which is normal.
She'll be like, how are you? She'll be like, I'm so sorry, just immediately, because she knows how I feel about that.
That's funny. She recognizes that though. That's really
Yeah,
cool.
but she wants to know. Like, she genuinely wants to know. Like, if I have, like, she's asking what's happened since the last time I talked to you.
You know, what's funny is like I'm the same way because I actually want to know how my friends are as well. But I know how hard it is for me just to answer how are you, and I know that the general like the normal thing to do is just be polite and just fine, all right,
Fine.
you know, yeah. And
Yeah.
it's just like screw that, man, like you know, and it's I think it might be easier for like us right now if we were to just sit down and chat together when you ask somebody how are you because we can talk it out, we're just hanging out and stuff, so that makes far more sense than, for example, just passively walking by someone on the street,
Yeah.
or even for me specifically lately in the past many years is streaming, you know, because part of that is people don't watch your content or come into your content, your stream, whatever, YouTube video, they come there specifically to have a good time and avoid their own misery, you know? So, like, so it's, that's also different, you know? Yeah. Like, they don't want to focus on the bad things, even though people are willing to talk about it.
I felt the same way at Flappers, because, like, you're running into comedians.
Flappers is a comedy club that she worked at and also did stand up at.
Yeah. So like, I would talk to, like, probably hundreds of people a day, either through email, phone, or just in person. In person, probably be like 30, 40 at least. Mm-hmm. Especially on, like, if I was running shows or just at auditions or whatever, because there'd be like 30 people just at auditions. So, and I was the one checking them all in. So, I'd get home and I'd be exhausted, but it wasn't like a bad exhausted. But the problem is, like,
you just worn out,
right? When you see somebody and they already know who you are, then they ask you how you're doing, especially if you haven't seen them for like a couple weeks or whatever. And, like, it's okay to answer that, like, once or twice, but, like, when it's like seven or eight people, like, right after each other, it's just like, and then every time somebody asks me how I'm doing, I think about how I'm doing, and then it's so depressing.
Yep.
And I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to pretend like it's okay seven times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say I'm depressed and want to kill myself seven or eight times in a row either.
Yeah. Especially in the public situation like that.
Yeah, well, and like, people got used to me.
I don't mind telling my friends that, but, like, I wouldn't do that at my job.
But, I mean, the nice thing about being there was that, like, people got so used to me being like, oh, it's just, you know, it's my dead mom's anniversary, or, you know, I'm depressed, and or whatever. Not okay, never good, you know, whatever. They got used to that answer, but, so it was always, like, people who didn't know me as well who'd be, like, kind of taken aback the first time I'd say that. And then, you know, they'd get used to it. But also, I don't know.
No, I was, it's kind of funny to me that, because now me and my sister, we rarely chat, which is a part of why we got into this podcast. I had so many friends throughout the years, and these are people I consider friends. And it's weird because, hey, this is what sucks. Okay, I'll say this real quick. This is what sucks. So the people I consider friends are people I've met online, a lot of them, especially recently over the years. And what sucks about that is how so easy it is to lose them as friends. Like, it's insane. And that's come up a little bit here and there when we talk about it. And I'm just like, man, because, like, when I offend someone, it's because I trust the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand why it went too far for some people and whatever, you know. So anyways, what were we talking about? I had a point there. I had a point. There was a reason I was saying that.
I don't know, being honest about who you are and how you are.
The whole how are you thing, right?
Yeah. Like,
why did I bring that up? It's just easier for I lost it. I had a point. Dude, that's what happens too. My brain is just constantly all over the place.
It'll come back.
So you know what's funny about that, on top of that, what's like extra funny? As we started this conversation. Oh, that's what I was saying, is we don't talk very often.
Oh, yeah.
We know each other, and we're very close. I consider us close, but we still don't know every little thought that the other has or has had throughout our lives.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of my friends that had spoken about, you know, you should do a podcast. And I always wanted to, but I could never. I recently started one. I have it recorded. It's going to go out a day after ours goes out. For gaming specifically. And it's hard for me to, I even talked about it during that thing I was recording. I was like, you know, I get sick of hearing my own voice. Like, people wouldn't think so, but I do.
Well, and the thing too is, when you're doing a podcast, this is why you're controlling all of this, because I have no interest in, like, re-listening to this later.
I love it. Oh my gosh. I have re-listened to our episodes a few times each. I love it. It's so cool. This is part of this. As my friends were asking me to do podcasts, and they were, of course, you know, talking about gaming. But the whole reason I went to my sister to ask her if she would do a podcast with me is because I love our conversations. I always have. They're very rare. We would get together 2 to 4 times a year.
Yeah. And we've lived with each other our entire lives, including foster care.
Yes. So we don't hang out much. We live together, but we don't hang out and we don't chat. But when we do chat, Sometimes it's happened, like I said, 2 to 4 times a year, and sometimes they're between half an hour or 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's been rare. We had a couple conversations. We were just sit down and chat for like 4 hours and be like, holy crap, how did the time go by? And I've always loved it. So all the time I kept, you know, and especially during this year and last year, I kept going to my sister with political speak, and she's just like everybody else. She doesn't want to talk about it. Not specific. So her and me are different when the politics, when we talk about it, it's different than talking about it with other people. As far as we don't have to worry about, are we going to get mad at each other for our, even if we don't agree on everything, we're not going to like hate each other immediately for our opposing views or whatever.
Yeah.
We actually talk it out and stuff. And that's another part of the internet relationships compared to a real life relationship, is it's so much easier on the internet, especially if you met somebody on the internet, to be like, you know what? Screw you. You know, don't.
Yeah.
Which sucks. It's horrible.
Yeah. And I'm about, like, people accuse you of being left. I'd say you're more center left.
Ew, you're gross. I'm fully left. I am all the way super extreme, insane left. How dare you call me center left? That's so disgusting. You identity politic accuser.
And I'm so left that, like, I'm basically, if you look to your left, I'm a dot in the distance. Like,
oh my gosh. Yeah.
I'm as left as it can get. Like, yeah. I want every quality and joy for everyone as long as they leave me alone. And that nobody dies of poverty or is even uncomfortable due to poverty. Like, have food, clothing, shelter, marry whoever you want. Have kids if you want.
You should have seen her face when she said no. Have kids. She was like, she looked so disgusted.
Well, I don't intend to either marry or have kids, so I just, like, it just, neither of those appeal to me. I just, I mean, maybe like the idea of like a soulmate or whatever, but even then it's just like, sometimes just being around another person, like in the same room, is just having their, okay. So a crazy ex-girlfriend, this is the first time I've ever heard anybody else describe exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So the doctor tells, Rebecca that she has no emotional skin. Like, she doesn't have any barrier to protect her from her emotions.
Okay, no defenses.
Yeah. So it's just like, you just feel everything at full intensity all the time.
I feel like I'm that way too.
Yeah. And it's hard. And then especially it's hard if you're feeling raw, if you're walking around and you're just all exposed nerve endings, to bump into someone else, even if it's like, you know, not an, like, it's not an unpleasant interaction. It's still,
it's interesting to think about that, because now for me, I'm curious, because I think that's where there's a small part there where we're different, in the sense where, like, for me, being that way, I have no problem. I'm not scared of being that way. I know that I don't have any defenses, and I don't care. I don't care. But I do. I mean, I am constantly hurt from it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think, because I know that I put up defenses, sort of. My only defense is hating the world. Plus, I don't have an actual shield. I just, because of it, I hate the world. So I don't know. Do you put up defenses?
I just try to distance myself.
Yeah.
I think that's, because that's why I don't want to talk about politics here. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't want to talk to my friends. I have 3 messages on Facebook that I haven't answered in, like, they were sent like 2 or 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. One is from Aunt Myra, and then one is from, mm-hmm, this comedian kid that I used to work with at Flappers, and then one is from, this is for a birthday party invite. So I don't really worry about, like, seeing that, because, like, first of all, I'm not going to go. I mean, it's like a Zoom birthday party, but, like, I'm not going to go, but also it was sent out to a bunch of people, not, mm-hmm, specifically to me. But I can't even open the messages.
Sorry.
I can't even open them to read them, let alone answer them. And then my friend Robin's aunt just died, and I found out on Facebook, so now I'm not opening Facebook anymore. And I feel so bad, because I just want to
shut yourself out.
I just want to message her and be like, I'm so sorry about your aunt. And I can't. You just shouldn't. Can't. Like, I just.
You want to, though. That's kind of weird. Well, I'm curious because I didn't. You want to, but you can't.
I just can't. I don't know why I can't.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, because here's the thing. couldn't you just? I'm asking. Couldn't you just send her the message you want to send her, and then not worry about responding after that? Just send her what you want to,
Well,
and then leave
that's
it
the thing is
alone.
like if you're going to be there for someone, I feel like you should be
Oh,
there.
tell her that then. Tell her, look, I just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking about you. I care about you
I'm
because
sorry
this
about
is stuff
Jenny,
you
but
would
you're
tell
on your
me.
own. Is
Well, hey, look, I think that's better than nothing, honestly.
it?
I think so. I mean, I could be wrong. I think so.
And I even have an unanswered text message from her where she asked me how I'm doing, and she knows better than that.
For
but that was
example.
from like at least a week ago, and then I think between now and then her aunt died, and of COVID.
Oh man,
Yeah.
yeah. Was she
So
how old was she? Was she really old
she
or
was probably early 60s.
not super old? Okay.
Yeah, no,
Old but
she's
not super old.
Yeah, no, she was really cool too. I got to meet her when I was in Palm Springs, and she reminded me a lot of mom, like just very down to earth, hysterically funny.
That my new friend that I don't talk to often, Tammy, you remember Tammy who sent me food here and there?
Oh yeah.
She reminds me of mom too. And she's also a mom who has like I think she has I think it's two kids. Man, my memory sucks. So I feel bad when I forget things like that, when I forget how old their kids are and stuff like that. I feel so bad for it, but it's just the way I am. Unless we repeatedly talk about it, I don't remember, you know. Like anyway, sorry.
Yeah,
I think that's
so.
cool because I love being reminded of mom.
Yeah, oh yeah, I was really happy to meet Jenny because you don't get that energy very often from people where they're kind of a little bit cynical,
But
but
super caring.
yeah, but very like yeah, very like
So realistic.
nurturing and
Yeah.
but also just so funny. Like just so like scathingly funny. Just like gives no shits
That sounds like
about
mom.
how they're
I love
supposed
you
to
so much, but
feel
fuck everybody here.
or
Like, it's
how
so
they're
weird,
supposed
right?
to
Like,
express themselves.
yeah.
Just here I am.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm the same way.
Yeah, I mean I've learned to be that way, but also like especially with COVID where there are so many excuses to not have to interact. Like my friends all know that I don't check my phone very often. And the truth is that I'm on my phone like almost constantly.
Yeah,
Like I'm either
but you're not like on social media
I'm
when you're
reading
on your
Kindle
phone. Yeah, yeah.
Or I'm
She
playing
actually
Sudoku.
uses it like I would use a computer. She's doing
Because you
things.
can't lay down and be on the computer at the same
Yeah.
time. So
But she is constantly on her device, but she's not like
I see the messages pop
social on
up.
her
I
device.
see them pop
Yeah.
up and I see like the beginnings of the messages like you do. And I just can't answer them. I just don't want to. I
Yeah,
just can't.
I understand. That part I understand. I just, do
So in
you want
terms
a
of
hug?
yeah, I'm crying a little bit.
Sorry, yeah.
I feel bad because it's not I don't feel bad for me. I feel bad that I'm being a bad friend to them. Like Robin could like she lives by herself. Her family is all the way in Palm Springs. She lives in what's the fancy place? Napa. She lives in Napa area and her sister is close by, but her and her like niece and nephew, but she doesn't get to see them very often because of COVID and she's getting tested every week and her dad's off at a Trump supporting
Oh
nudist colony.
gosh. Oh, that's like our relatives. You know, it's funny that now I don't want to interrupt because you know, but you remind like I recently was like we've talked about it a couple of times, but like man, I have talked to Sarah messages a few times in the past few days, and she oh my God, our relatives. They are hardcore
Oh, God. And under the
Trumpers.
nose mask wearers.
Yeah. And they're what the thing that they're wonderful people outside of that, right? Which is just such a we talked about this
It's the
before. We
mind
were like,
fuck,
if,
yeah.
yeah, like it's just like we know that they are wonderful people, but on a personal level, but on a worldly level, it's just like, what the hell is wrong with you?
You know what I think it is, and especially because we have so much trauma in our family, and I think, Sarah and Myra are very generous spirits, and I think that there just has to be a limit. Like, if you don't have any emotional boundaries, then you have to create psychological ones. And the psychological ones can be political or racist or whatever. And so for your family, you're very loving and giving. But since you can't be that for everyone, you just find reasons to shut people out. And even if they don't make sense.
The reason I was thinking about it, especially over the past couple of days, and I'll tell you why. So before I tell you, Sarah literally believes that Trump is the rightful president.
Yeah, good.
She put these in those words, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. And she also thinks he's appointed by God. And that's something, even Renzi says that. Renzi says, oh, the Bible says our leaders are appointed by God.
Yeah.
And
but she also, her caveat was, that means that you have extra responsibility and you are extra accountable for what you're doing when you have that office.
Well, that's something, mom was very smart with that stuff. She didn't just be like, oh, God appointed them, so they're the best person in the world. That's the difference, right?
Yeah.
But also, I started to be like, you know what? I don't believe these people are appointed by God. I think, because you have the Bible rewritten, 100 times over at least, right? So either it was lost in translation or... that's a part of one of those things where they manipulated it.
Right. Or leaving that part out. Just that part where if you're ordained by God or you're chosen by God or you're allowed by God even to be in charge of something, then you have even more responsibility than a person who's not in charge of anything.
Which you'd think would be common sense, but...
you would think.
It's just the way the world is. Like, we're corrupt and horrible.
Yeah.
But, it was funny because, especially when she said stuff like that, I was like, I like mom's version of the appointed by God thing. Mm-hmm. It makes far more sense. So our mom was very hardcore in the Bible. Like, she loved
scripture. Oh, yeah. Like, I was scared.
Which I do, too.
I was scared to tell her when scripture. I was questioning, whether or not... I was going to be a believer anymore because I wasn't sure she wouldn't disown me if I told her I have no interest in being a Christian. I don't know if there is a God. If there is a God, I don't know which God it is. And, I don't have that personal relationship that you have with him. Mm. And I was really scared. I never told her that I was becoming agnostic.
My sister made it very obvious when our mom died.
Oh, well...
anger and they're like, oh my gosh,
and
man.
It's not even that I stopped believing in God. It's just, I became very furious with him.
Yeah.
After Bubba died, mom said that if she could, she would climb up on the devil's back and slap God in the face.
Even I've that's so beautifully put.
I know. And I always loved the way that was phrased in the image, but I never understood exactly... the fury that she was expressing until she died. And I was like, oh, now I fucking get it.
Even I've had my moments where I was like, I'm just like, dude, I want to sell my soul to the devil so I could have power.
No, I wanted to sell my soul to the devil so that I could get mom back for 3 seconds.
See, right?
And that's how I know the devil's not real.
I think there's a lot.
I was ready to make a deal, man. I was ready.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I would love to continue that conversation other times. I've actually thought about talking to you about that stuff. But anyway, the reason we got into this was talking about the relatives being super full Trump supporters. I don't mind. I don't want to interrupt you on that. I just you wanted to come back a little bit. So part of the reason I thought of that was because, and I love, we started to get to know our relatives a little bit more when mom was dying. Because they came to visit, and that was really the most we had ever seen them in our entire lives. For the most part, we lived with Ellie for a short time because of the foster care part, but we were too, I think I was too young to really have known them, and I didn't like it there or anything. I don't remember hating them, but I didn't like it there.
But you shared a room with Travis, and Travis was cool to you, right?
Then, yes. Now I can't stand that guy. It's the whole political thing, right?
Well, he's always kind of been pampered. He's always been favored. And when you haven't experienced, I think that a lot of empathy there, I mean, there's some natural empathy I think that everybody has, but a lot of empathy just comes from suffering.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he's never suffered, Because, you know, you can't be human and get through this life without suffering, at least a little bit. Because,
a tiny bit. Well, you know, if you compare him to somebody else, yeah.
But
he's not good.
But just, like, even looking at his sister growing up in the same exact house as him, having a completely different experience. And me living in the same house as him.
We had different experiences, too, and we lived together.
Yeah. Like I said, our whole lives. Mm-hmm. Every foster home, every home, we've been together our whole time. Mm-hmm. And that was what interested me about starting a podcast with you, was just because sometimes I just wonder, like, where were you while I was doing this? Where were you? Because I know physically where you were, or roundabout,
mentally and such,
but I didn't know what you were doing. I have all my memories from, like, in my memory of especially living with Illy, like, you were over there.
Yeah.
You were over there.
Even though it was the same house.
I wasn't technically allowed to talk to you. That's why we didn't, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Nobody knew that I wasn't allowed to talk to you except for me and Dina.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, but that's why But that's why I didn't, like, go hang out with you in the living room while you were playing games and watching movies. I think the two movies I remember seeing there were Grease and Top Gun, and just wondering what the big fucking deal was about Tom Cruise and John Travolta. Just like, why? Who cares? I remember Dina, like, she was like, "We're gonna watch Top Gun tonight. We have it on video." And I was like, okay. And then she was like, "Tom Cruise is in it." I was like, "Who's Tom Cruise?" And she was like, "He's from, what was that movie he was in when he had all the crooked teeth? He's like a teenager. It's like a fantasy movie. I want to say Labyrinth, but it wasn't Labyrinth. It was
Legend.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
I don't remember him having crooked teeth in that.
Oh my God. Oh. Now funny. He has one, like, middle big tooth, and then, like, yeah, he got them fixed, but it's still, like, if you pay attention, he has one middle tooth instead of two middle teeth.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's okay if you have fucked up teeth. I have fucked up teeth, but, like, it just makes me laugh.
It's just funny, to think about it, yeah.
Especially, like, because I had never seen Legend. I mean,
if we could afford to do that shit, we would, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
So Dina's like, he's from Legend, and, you know, he's like Tom Cruise. And I was just like, whatever. And then I was like, okay, I guess I'll find out what Tom Cruise is like when I watch Top Gun. And so we watched Top Gun, and then afterwards we went back to our room, and I was like, so which one was Tom Cruise? And she was like the main one. Like, what was his name? Magnum?
Maverick.
Maverick. She's like, Maverick. And I was like, I thought maybe Tom Cruise was like the Val Kilmer, because at least he had some charisma, even though he had an ugly mole on his face. Some people like that. Mom had a mole, and I loved her anyway. I thought she was beautiful anyway.
Loved her anyway. You damn mole people.
Some people just think that's really beautiful. Yeah. I always just think it's so distracting.
Beauty mark. It is distracting.
But yeah. So,
especially depending on how big it is.
But I thought he was cute, and I thought he had charisma, and so I went back. So she's like, yeah, no, the main guy. And I was like, then why did you say his name like that? She's like, what? I was like, Tom Cruise. And she just kind of looked at me. It was one of the only times I sassed her. And it wasn't because I was trying to be sassy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was literally only because I was so confused about, like, the way that she said his name and why she said his name like he was so special.
It's overhyping something.
It's not even overhyping. It's just a lot of people got excited about him for some reason. And she was, at the time, she was like 10, I think. And so, to her, in her age group, he was a big deal.
No, well, I mean, you had New Kids on the Block. You remember that.
Later, yeah. But also, that right now.
Well, I mean, you were very excited, right?
That's a very big peer pressure. Like,
was it? Because you seemed to love him.
I did. Because I was shamed into it.
I did not know
by
that.
By Tammy Walters, and we're not going to believe her
name. I recognize the name.
Because I've talked about what a bitch she was so many times. She's fat now, which makes me laugh. I found her on Facebook. And she was always this skinny, bitchy little thing. Mm. And she hated me so much. I think because I was always chubby and then I got fat in junior high. Mm. She just hated me so much. I think because I looked like I allowed myself to eat. And she was so jealous. I think that's what it was, just looking back.
That's weird. Well, I mean, it could either be that or also peer pressure. Because that's, you know, that's a big damn thing.
No, because there was... through. But nobody else was mean to me. She was mean to me. Nobody else even knew I existed. Well, she knew to hate me.
Well, the thing about that is you never know. For that specifically, maybe they spoke behind your back.
Which no, they
is
what didn't. Kids they do, did. You I know? Promise you they didn't say a word about me.
Okay.
I promise you nobody even knew I was in the classroom. Okay. And that was on purpose. That was after third grade. I tried to, okay, so I got picked on so bad when we were in foster care in second grade, in both school, no, yeah, so we had three schools of second grade, or I did, I think you were in different grades than me,
yeah.
you were in third grade, so foster care, you were in second and third grade, I was in first and second grade, so first and second grade, and, I was just bullied, like, relentlessly, except for when we lived in Glendale, because I wasn't there long enough, and I stayed under the radar. but I was bullied so horribly in second grade at both of the other schools that when I got to third grade, I was like, some people get really picked on, and some people, like, nobody bothers. So I looked around, I was like, who does nobody bother? It was like, these girls, they're popular, everybody knows who they are, and nobody fucks with them. And so I was like, I'm going to be friends with them. And then I tried all year. I tried. And the harder I tried to be their friend, the meaner they were to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So and when I went up to fourth grade. That's
snobbery right there.
No, it's because they knew that my interest in them was not genuine.
No, that's snobbery.
Probably partly, but also like... people can sense it when you're.
Well, these we're talking about kids, Chris.
No, oh my God, people. These were sophisticated young women.
Oh, get out of here!
Because think about it, they're the same age as me. So, and people like kids aren't stupid. They know when
yes,
you're.
Yes, they are.
They're comparatively ignorant to adults, but they're not stupid. We all have the same kind of human. You know, they're more trusting because they've been hurt less, but also like. By this time, I was very jaded, and I didn't care about having friends. I just didn't want to be picked on. And so I think that they sensed that, at least partially. And so, so when we went into fourth grade, I was like, I just want to be invisible. I don't want anybody to know I'm here. I don't want to be picked on. I don't want to be friends with anybody. I just want to fucking get through the day. And then I ended up skipping fourth grade. So we switched classes because I started out in fourth grade for like 2 weeks and then went to a fourth grade, fifth grade class where it was like some of the kids that I knew from third grade and then some of them were just strangers because they were older kids. Mm-hmm. And then after a couple weeks of that, I moved to just a fifth grade class. And so I didn't know any of the kids in this class. And I was just like... so I was like very grateful. I was very grateful. And I just like stayed under the radar. Just stayed under the radar all year. Nobody knew who I was. And then sixth grade, I got a friend. I allowed myself a friend. And, oh no, I had one friend in fifth grade too. I just wanted somebody to be at recess with. Like so I wasn't alone. Because if you're alone, you're definitely gonna get picked on. So you have to be standing next to somebody. But like, again, my interest in other people was just not there. Like, as far as I knew, everybody was gonna try to hurt me. Mm-hmm. Like, I just didn't trust anybody. And so I just wanted to fucking get through. And so I got into junior high and like, I started getting picked on again. And I was like, fuck this. So I started being a bitch. Because I was just like, if I at least seem mean, then people aren't gonna fuck with me. So I did that. And then in high school, that got exhausting real fast.
Yeah.
So in high school, I just kind of chilled out and just tried to go invisible again. And that worked. And then I ended up with a couple of good friends.
Well, and that's a part of that too, is that's also kind of a natural way. Like the older you get, even as a kid in high school, you know, the kid, you change too. Everybody kind of. There's still always peer pressure. I mean, easier peer pressure as an adult at your jobs and everywhere you go. We don't. I don't think anybody ever thinks of it as peer pressure. I started realizing it like a year or two ago. I was like, this is all peer pressure. It's the same thing. It's peer pressure. We don't call it peer pressure because we're not in school anymore,
Yeah, we call it
but it is
societal
peer
pressure
pressure.
or
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah.
it's exactly the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But but part of that too is we, as we get older, we do sort of change. Like it's a gradual, slow thing. So it does make sense that you had a couple friends instead of one friend in high school.
Well, like, I never trusted them either, but like they were the least likely to try to hurt me
It's so
unintentionally,
weird
you know.
because
Just
so.
like, but like school was such a fucking nightmare. I was just so scared all the time, and
It's
that's why I stopped
horrible.
going in 11th grade. I just like towards the end of 11th grade, I just stopped going, and then I almost dropped out senior year. But the only reason I didn't is because I was so close to graduating, and because I was able to take the first semester off. Essentially, I just had that the elective, 2 hours elective in the first semester, and then the second semester I had a full course load. Including more electives, because I had been on the college prep track, but like just it was so hard to get through that year. I actually missed so much of my second semester that I wasn't able to graduate on stage, because and which I wouldn't have anyway, because oh my
You wouldn't
God,
want to.
yeah. But I still missed so much school. I missed so much school.
And still such an excellent student.
I actually was like basically all D's. I had all D's and one C my last semester. I barely graduated. And there was one class that I should have failed, and the teacher gave me a D. But
Then they all recognized how good of a student you were. All of them.
I think
I'm
my
telling you, the
theory on
last time we
that.
spoke about this, every teacher I talked to was that I don't think they ever said it. Maybe one of them, but it's kind of like, why couldn't you be more like your sister kind of a thing. Every teacher that I ever met that knew you was extremely proud of you. Like,
I
extremely.
don't think most of them noticed me. I know
No, they
Mr.
knew.
I had some
They
teachers
might
who
not have
like
told you
took
to
an
your face
interest
for
in me.
whatever reason, but that was always the impression I had every time. And that included, like, I was trying to think of the word last time because I was saying the breath of faculty, like,
Well,
it's
we
pretty
had Mrs.
nuts,
Cohen,
man.
who I think liked me because she liked you. Like you were a little bit like in trouble off and on. But she really liked you,
Was always in
and
trouble.
so when I got there, she liked me by default. But she was like kind of just gonna keep an eye on me, and I was just a really good student. Oh, I'll tell you why I was a good student, because it pissed Dina off so bad. Did I tell
No,
you
it's
that?
pretty messed up.
So here's the thing. So we're living there. I'm in first grade, and I've never heard of grades before. Like, I mean, first grade, but like a report card. So I come home one day, and I'm just like doing my homework or whatever, and she's just like. She's like, so where's your report card? And I was like, I don't know, what's a report card? And she's like, you know, they give you grades like ABC. I was like, what? And she's just like, did they send anything home with you? And I was like, oh yeah, there's a piece of paper. So I give it to her. Well, I was like, I was supposed to give it to Aunt Illy, and she was like, give it to me. So I gave it to her. She's like, your grades are better than mine. And I was like, she seemed upset. I was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, I didn't even really understand what grades were, but I was like, well, you're in how whatever grade she was in. I think she was in fifth grade. I was like, you're in fifth grade. Fifth grade's harder than first grade. And she goes, no. And she goes under her bed. She pulls out a box and she pulls out her report card from first grade, and she's comparing them. She holds them up next to each other. And she's like, your grades are better than mine.
Who the hell keeps their first grade report? Oh my
Her.
gosh.
And so after that, because she was like so cruel, she was so cruel all the time. And that was the only time I had ever done anything that really upset her, that I felt like, I mean, there was no possible way I could have done it on purpose. Like, this is the mindfuck of living with an abusive person, is you do think, you start to learn to think about yourself as a bad person. Because if they're constantly coming up with reasons why you're like an asshole, because they're not going to say, I'm angry at the world and I'm going to take it out on you. They're saying, you're a bad person and I'm going to beat the crap out of
I
you.
think that's understandable.
So I internalized that, but the grades were the first thing that I ever did that pissed her off that I had no intention. I didn't even know they existed. There was like nothing. There was no way that I could have gotten bad grades just to make her happy before I knew what grades were. But there was a little spark of a rebelliousness in me that when I realized that I had accidentally done something that upset her that much, that meant so little to me, I was like, oh, I have to get good grades from now on.
Wow.
Because there was no way for her to prove that I was doing it to piss her off. But after that, getting great, I started noticing, oh, you get a star, oh, you get an A, oh, you get whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, grades started to be important to me. And after that, for the rest of my life, getting good grades was really important to me.
That is so messed up.
Isn't that fucked up? That's
horrible.
Yeah. And I never got straight A's ever my whole life, not one semester, except for one, like, progress report where I got 4 A's and 2 B's in high school. That was the closest I ever got to straight A's. And the B's were in trig. And so I was really proud of that report card because trig was fucking hard. Because I'd never taken algebra. You were supposed to take algebra first.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's why when I got to college, I was like, I want straight A's. I need, I know I'm smart. I know I can get this stuff. I need straight A's in something, like, because I just need to prove to myself that I can get straight A's. And it was just, like, and I went back to school when I was 28. And so I'm still trying to prove myself better than this person who beat me up when I was 7, you know? It's just like,
so messed up.
Yeah, a lot of my overachievy nonsense was just because I just needed to prove that I wasn't as bad of a person as she thought I was.
Messed up, man.
Yeah.
So for clarification for any listener that might be listening, Dina and Travis, we only mentioned his name once, but Dina and Travis, they were our cousins, and we lived them, we briefly, most of the foster homes we went through was like four. The three out of four were strangers, and then the one we were able to spend time at with our aunt.
Yeah.
And our cousins, not when we were there.
And I shared a room with Dina, and Jeremy shared a room with Travis.
So these, and part of the reason we got into this, I still never even finished saying this, because I thought it was so funny that we, this is what happens. We naturally get into that.
Uh-huh.
I love that. God, God, that's horrible. I had no idea that Dina was the reason you were such a good student.
Yeah, well, I was already a good student. I just, grades weren't important to me until then. Like, I probably would have always been a good student because I was such a little conformist.
This changes,
it never occurred to me. It never occurred to me to not do my work and not do my homework. But here's the other thing is, like, because I didn't have any toys at Illy's. Like, the first day, I had one fucking Cabbage Patch doll that I had just gotten for my 7th birthday, and she wanted it. And she wanted it so much more than I wanted it that I just fucking let her have it. And it was like, it always reminds me of like the first day of prison where if you don't let them take your shoes because that means you're their bitch. And I didn't know this at the time because I was 7, but that was like me giving her my Cabbage Patch doll was like giving her my shoes that first day. And I was her bitch for the rest of the fucking year. So,
that's so horrible.
What was the point of that? Oh, so I didn't have anything to do. Like, the only thing that she let me keep for my birthday that year when I turned 8 was a set of cheap plastic dolls from, like, the Penny's Pick and Save or whatever that she gave me, and a puzzle that she gave me with Count Dracula from Sesame Street. Countula? Whatever his name is.
Yeah. I don't know it. I never even watched Sesame Street.
Yeah, Mom hated Sesame Street, so we never watched it with her.
And you know what's funny about that is we were at the age where that was like the most popular show for kids.
Yeah.
So like people our age always refer to Sesame Street. We never watched Sesame Street.
We didn't have TV. We didn't have a TV when we were young. We didn't have TV when we lived behind Stan's Liquor. And we didn't have TV when we moved to Summit Rose across from high school.
I always think it's so funny because, like, friends our age always talk about Sesame Street, and I'm just like, dude, I literally never watched
Sesame Street. Yeah, we didn't have it, but also Mom didn't like it, so even if we had it, we wouldn't have been watching it. But, and she also hated Winnie the Pooh, so that's another reason we didn't. She's like, he just sounds like a creepy old man. because he was.
Actually, he kind of does sound like a guy I never thought about.
That. He is a creepy old man. He's so cute in that movie, though. Like, the live action.
It's a cute cartoon. Oh, the stories are cool. Well, that, as far as I know, I haven't watched a whole lot of them.
So adorable. But
voice-wise, I can understand why he does sound like a
creepy old man. That movie made me cry. When they did the live action with Jude Law.
I've never watched it.
Felt That's so fine. Sorry for Pooh.
We did watch Fraggle Rock, though.
Ugh.
Not constantly, but we watched
it. I hate puppets. I just don't like puppets.
That's funny, yeah.
Ugh, they're so creepy.
So part of that whole relative thing that we got into, that I still never said it, is once I was messaging, I had, you know, a little back and forth with Sarah. And these are people that I can't help but love.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I want nothing to do with them. It's horrible. Like, it's kind of like my generalization for the world. Like, mm-hmm. I naturally love the world, but I also just want it to die. It's just too much pain. I can't
let it burn.
Yeah. So, but no. Through our messages, I was like, when she told me that Trump was the rightful president appointed by God, and she literally believes that we're still going to recover and that Trump will take his rightful place. She still believes that, apparently. Like, the way she worded it, she still believes that he's going to take over and become the rightful. And on top of that, she said, and once that happens, the world will be full of joy and love.
Dude, seriously?
I'm not kidding.
Like, the past 4 years, have been
full of joy and love? And this is why I'm just like, what? You can't be, like, sane and think these things, and I still love her. I feel love for her, I kind of feel like that for people, you know. I love people, I can't help it. I've told people, like, it's I naturally care about people, and I hate it. I fucking hate it. But anyways, what made me think I was that was the final straw for me, because I throughout the year of 2020 and then a little bit now, when I would see relatives pop in from time to time, only on the most extreme posts I would post, not all, because I was posting all kinds of shit all the time.
Yeah.
And they pop in on one, or, you know, just like, if you've not been paying attention, because the stuff they would say to me, I'd be like, if you were paying any attention, you wouldn't even have said something so damn stupid like this, because I've been constantly every day nonstop, day something, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just like, how do you come at me on this one post and say such a stupid thing when I've been posting thousands of these things, you know, thousands of these stories, thousands of these points, and you know, whatever. But anyways, that was the final one for me. I was just like, dude, now I understand why mom kept us separate from our relatives. Because we were gone. Like, we never knew them, really. We heard about them from time to time here and there, but we never, ever got close. And the closest we ever got to them was when our mom was dying. And I don't mean to, I was thinking of just saying that, not like, you know, because we're together, but I'm still in the mentality that we're recording a thing. So I said, my mom, not our mom, you know.
Oh.
But anyways, that was the final one for me where I was like, dude, now I really get it. And I've already had plenty of reasons to understand it before, but I was just like, because we've met them, we've hung out with them, we spent a little bit of time with them, I like them. They're cool people. But when it comes to this stuff, I'm just like, what is wrong with you?
It's like, why can I, who, like, have met you, like, a handful of times in my life, be so important and so beloved by you, and you have so much affection for me, but for anybody else, they can just go fuck themselves. You know, like, I don't understand that. To them. Like when Myra comes over, she hugs me so hard and she doesn't want to let me go.
Yeah.
But she's still a Trump supporter. And to me, Trump supporter means that you just don't care about poor people.
Colored people. Yeah. And it's funny that you say that, because now here's the thing, and we won't get super deep into this right now. I don't really want to, and I'm sure you don't either, but Biden is the same thing. We could say the same thing about Biden if you were to get deeper into it. Crystal hasn't seen all the stuff I've seen. She keeps, like, you know,
I'm not,
like,
saying, well, he's a good person. Trump. Oh, okay. So it's such a low bar, really, honestly.
Mm.
I understand that it's a low bar. I'm just saying, you know, in terms of somebody who's not going to start a nuclear war via Twitter, you know.
And I get that's that, because that's exactly what Trump did. Exactly. You know? Like, literally, this guy was trying to start wars through Twitter. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. But so here's, generally for that, is these are representatives of our country. They are literally actors put into place They mean nothing as far as their individual, because they might, you know, they're all there to give their speeches,
Yeah.
basically. It's not even like, when it comes down to it, realistically, if you look at the system and the way everything is done, it's not even literally Trump versus Biden. It is just the system putting things on a podium and having them give their speeches and making you like one or the other.
I
So
mean, I never, I mean, I should say I never liked Biden. I didn't know Biden, and then I didn't like
yeah.
Biden. and I still don't like Biden, and I'm not happy he's the president, but there's just a relief that comes
Ugh.
from the fact that Trump isn't in charge anymore. It just, I'm sorry. It's just he was that bad.
I just don't see the difference after everything I've read and over the year of seeing all of, and also including now.
I think about
Including
all.
now, all the promises made were bullshit.
Okay, but all of the people who died because Trump refused to take COVID
And
seriously.
see, and there we go with that too. We're still blaming one person when it's the entire government. We can be mad. I hate Trump. Him being this. Oh my God! I watched his speeches. That's why. People were like, oh, you don't know what's going on. You just watch the media. And I was like, no, I literally watched his speeches.
I don't know how
His
you can stomach
speeches.
them.
I didn't know. It's incredibly hard. Because like I said, we were talking about this before. I was trying to learn, why do people like Trump? Because they fall for the lies of everything. It's the same reason why people like Biden. And I get it. It's all a mess. And even, you know, if you remember George Carlin talked about this all the time, it's one big club and you ain't in it. And that's just the truth. They don't care. And it's not even the politicians, they're the puppets.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying this, is because I get it. And you can't help but want to hope that these representatives, someone's in there doing it for us. So far, we have not been proven that is correct at all,
Yeah.
ever. So I get it. It's easier to want that relief of Trump isn't the face of the country anymore. You
Okay,
know?
but understand how
Oh,
important the face is, you
I
know?
know.
It's
Yes. No, it does matter, but it's also bullshit.
I understand your frustration, and I understand why you don't like Biden. Probably not as well as you do, because I can't handle him either, you know. And I understand that he has done a lot of terrible things, and he will continue to do a lot of terrible
Continue,
things. But the difference is that he is accountable. Trump is accountable to nobody. Biden is at least accountable
still
to.
talking about actors here,
But
though.
he's at least accountable to the people who are giving him who own him, right? Who have paid to own him.
Well, they paid to own Trump.
The people that he sold himself to, he's accountable to them. Nah, Trump didn't give a fuck about what anybody wanted except for him. He didn't care. There was nothing for him to fight for
Okay.
except to be as destructive
We're
and
still all
hateful as
just as
possible.
screwed, though.
Sure. Well, not as screwed. We're slightly less screwed.
Slightly, like a
Slight.
fraction.
It's like if you have a screw that's screwed all the way into the wall and then you just twist it left once.
You're a little bit less
You're
screwed.
just that much less screwed.
Oh, I hate this world so much.
Okay, so getting back to why we named our
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we started. That was the
podcast.
initial very first thing we started, and again, this is why I love talking to my sister, because this is why I wanted to do a podcast, because every time we chat, and we talked about it a little bit earlier at the beginning, is it would always be between half hour up to 4 hours just randomly. The few times we would chat a year, the few times
Yeah.
that we would chat a year, and this is why this happens even, and that's why we wanted to do this. This is not a
Yeah,
scripted.
it's a weird because you would think
We're just
naturally, if we live
chatting.
in the same house, that we're going to talk and we're going to know each other really well. But the truth is that, especially since mom died, and I was working and going to school when mom died, and you were
We've always been on
working.
separate schedules.
And even when I was unemployed after I quit Smart and Final, and I was unemployed for a year, I was still going to see grandma every day, and then I'd come home and I'd be writing and whatever. And then I started going to Flappers, and then I was at Flappers all the time.
I missed you
And
very much.
and
And you
then
know what's funny is, now I just said that I missed her very much. I did. I miss her whenever we're not together, whenever I miss her. But when we are together, when we're at home together, we don't spend time together, which is
yeah.
really funny
So
because
you
I
would
do miss
think,
you when you're not here,
yeah,
though.
you would think naturally that we would we would just end up finding ourselves in conversation, but our interests are just different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
we're
we
in
have,
different worlds.
Yeah. We have so much.
We do share with each other, but we do have our own thing.
Yeah. And we have so much that we can distract ourselves with in our own rooms. Yeah. So there's not an organic, like, coming together. We don't, like, eat dinner together every night or anything like that. So, so that's why I was interested in doing the podcast, especially because.
Well, I had to convince you. Well, I had to convince you.
So, okay, because everybody has a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
And because.
Well, also, you had a different idea than what I did when I first asked you.
Yeah.
Because you weren't sure. You were like, I don't want to do that. And I was like, so I don't remember how our conversation went. I just remember that we had to discuss it. And I was like, oh, no, I just want to chat with you.
Yeah.
Crystal, I think she had an idea that I might only want to do a political podcast. Yeah, which I completely understand not wanting to do.
And then so. I'm not that interested in games. Like, it's Sudoku and Tetris, and that's it. So, and I do actually watch a lot of video game content, like, on YouTube.
Oh, she does, yeah. She has blown my mind with the stuff she says. She'll be like, I'm watching this, and it's about video games. And I'm like, what the... You won't even talk to me about video games, but it's different because I won't shut up about video games once we get into them, and it's a different world. She, you watch like kind of like
So I like H Bomber Guy, and I like there's a commentary channel called Casually Comics, and she talks about comic books, and her videos are like 15 minutes tops, like 8 to 15 minutes, and she's a girl. And she talks about comics, and it just makes it feel more accessible to me. Mm-hmm. But she also, like, I just feel like the topics that she chooses, like, she's not, like, she actually addressed on one of her, or a couple of her videos, that, yeah, there are these overused tropes that people complain about being sexist and stuff, but these are also tropes that are used on, like, male characters, and it's just, you know... It's not intended to be discriminatory, and I don't take it personally, essentially. And she's like, yes, we do need to come up with, like, better stories, but it's not entirely, essentially, like, just because the world is sexist.
That reminds me of when you first got me introduced to Feminist Frequency, and it blew my mind. I was offended. I was angry. I was just like, I lost it, right? I was like, I never saw it this way. And after... It was like 10 episodes I watched. It was like around 10 hours, probably. If it was an hour long episode, and she had a lot of long ones. And after a while, I was like, hold on, what am I doing? Like, I love that I see this perspective. I love that I can recognize it. But then I was like, I got to that point where I was like, dude, this is all nonsense. This is, and not in like, I don't mean it in a bad way. It was just like, I don't agree. So it took me a while because when I first heard it, it was shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just like, I've never thought of that way. And that is a horrible way to see it. That's if you think that's coming at you like that, it's horrible. Like, that sucks. And I was like, that's why it took me so long to recognize. I was like, wait, just because she sees it that way doesn't mean I see it that way. And the reason I remembered this was because, especially when it got into like Mario and Peach, like, and I talked to you about this, and I was like, I remember thinking, like, they weren't, like, just sexual objects or whatever, or even objects. It was kind of like, there was a ghoul, and the ghoul was like, I'm rescuing my mom, I'm rescuing my sister, and I don't have to see it that way, but that was a way that I would see it, too. Right. Like, I rescued somebody I cared about.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, there's a woman at the end of this that I get to see.
And there were video games where you save your brother, or you save a male character, or whatever. And stuff.
So the tropes are there, but that doesn't mean they're intentionally sexist.
Right, and I don't think that was Anita's point, is that they're...
It always came off that way, though. Man.
Oh,
gosh, she attacked the crap out of it.
I don't know. I think that there was... First of all, I don't think she ever intended to get the amount of attention that she did. And when you're not expecting to get that amount of attention, you just think you're talking to, like, your friends or people who are vaguely interested in this or whatever. Like, you're just going to talk more casually,
When she got more popular, she just continued acting like everything she was saying was a fact rather than being...
Well,
like...
and here's why. And I saw an interview with her where she was talking about she had to be so careful with every word that she said. Because if she had the temerity to make a joke in a video, then people would be like, oh, Anita Sarkeesian thinks.
Everybody goes through that when they make a stupid joke. And that's what sucks. It's horrible because it's taken out of context all the time. You remember, like, the blackface thing, and with you, when you made that, that could easily be taken out of context. You would have to fully clip out what I said to take that out of context.
Right.
Because that was fully 100%, like, believable and real, you know? I'll never forget that line. I'll never forget that response because I was just like, it's so true. It's so damn true. But
also horrible.
what, there are just so many things that are easily taken out of context. Like when I accidentally, like the second, I mean, I can't remember. I haven't said the N-word fully since I was very, very young. And even when I was young, I probably said it maybe a few times at the most. And then it was like 2 years ago or so when I accidentally, it just slipped out when somebody was asking me a question and I just was like, he was like, what words do you have banned from your channel? And I just said it. And then I was like, oh, what the hell is wrong with me? Like, I was just saying what word was banned from the channel, right? Like, I wasn't even using it in any kind of context other than just saying what word was banned from the
It's
channel.
so
And I was,
sad to me that you would have to ban that word. That means that people were using that word, right?
well, I mean, even if there was a point, some people do this specifically on purpose. They're trying to troll your channel. And most of the time, it's not normal talk, but you'll get trolls that come in and you know whatever, and just say stupid things. So it wasn't normal, but it was something that I wanted to make sure could not be said in the chat because if it did come up, like you know, it wouldn't be allowed. But yeah, I'd experienced that. I even blocked like the word Nazi. And Trump and I did go overboard
Really?
with the yeah because I'm just like you know these and I'll tell you, I told this to my friends so I was like look it's not the word itself that I think is offensive like even the word Trump I banned Trump for a long time and then I was like all right fine I'll let people say freaking Trump like whatever but it's the discussions around those words there's nothing good there and that's why I banned him it wasn't because I thought the word itself was bad it was because any kind of discussion or sentence around it was horrible. Usually, right? You know, 9 out of 10 times. So I have had conversations about those, about Nazis, rarely, right? If we discuss them, it's not always something bad, but 9 out of 10 times it is. 9 out of 10 times it's some idiot being a racist piece of crap or, you know, or prejudice racist crap. I need to remember. I'm trying to get in the habit of remembering prejudice instead of racist, because they are two different things, you know? But the thing is, like, when normally, as normal people, when we think racist, we mean prejudice.
Well, we all have prejudices. We all have like knee-jerk reactions of fear or anger or disgust or whatever when we're introduced to a certain subject, but it becomes an ism when you double down on that prejudice.
Why it's like the reason I say it is because I learned recently somebody had pointed out to me if you look at the definition it really is like racism itself is systemic like technically so when we say racism we don't always mean systemic we just mean you don't like a color for their skin. That's prejudice, though. If you look up the words, you're like, yeah, I'm surprised you like. I had to look this up like a month ago. Someone pointed out to me, and I was like, oh, because I've always known racism as just to be that you don't like the other color or whatever. But that's not exactly what it means. Like if you look them up technically,
I mean, it is.
yeah, I don't know. It was just technically if you were to like if you were to describe it or write a some kind of educational, you know, article about it, like prejudice would be the more correct term to use.
I guess for me, the difference is just that if you believe the prejudice, then you're an ism or an ist.
I think it's just what it comes like the way it is for me is that you just it comes down to more of a slang thing like as we're it's a part of our language that we're used to racist or racism meaning that when it's technically prejudice.
No, because like I think prejudices are natural. Like it's just an initial impression based on experience or social like construct or whatever. Like the example that I always remember is in 9th grade, Mr. Reamer said, "If you just looked at pizza and you couldn't smell it, you would think that looks fucking disgusting. I'm not putting that in my mouth
Well, it
because
depends
it
on the pizza. Some of
no
them look
because it looks like nah. You only think it looks delicious because you've tasted it. But think
delicious.
about it looks like Freddy Krueger's face."
Not always. Look, we've had pizzas that look like art, okay? We've had them where they're just beautifully decorated and stuff, you know?
But essentially, like for the most part, like if you're
The
just looking
regular
at like,
average stupid crappy pizza.
yeah, like you wouldn't think, but
You
if you
think it looks
smell
gross
it,
or whatever,
and
okay, yeah.
so you look at it, but you also smell it, and you also have other people going, pizza! Oh my god, I love pizza!
That
Oh
makes
my god, I
sense.
ordered
Yeah, that
pizza!
makes
Tom
sense.
Cruise, you know, like so then you have a prejudice
Tom
of what a
Cruise.
thing is supposed to be. It's supposed to be good, so even though it looks weird,
No,
the
I get
prejudice is
that.
that it's going to be something good
I
because
actually
of
get that.
what's surrounding it.
I never really thought of that. Makes sense because I've actually like I've seen friends will share pictures on Instagram or Facebook and stuff of their food.
That's so gross. And I'll be like, when people do that.
And I'll be like, do you even realize how gross
that looks? It's like a pile of vomit every time. Where did you go
buy this? Like, yeah. Who would pay money for this
crap? And they're just thinking, it looks good, like, it smells good, I've had it before, and it's my favorite. Post it, they'll be
like, this food is so good. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, it looks so nasty.
Most food does not look presentable, especially when you're like, hey, you've eaten half of it.
You're eating like rich food. You know, that stuff, they really, my gosh, then you go to a fancy restaurant, it looks pretty, but it may not be good. Yeah.
There's a difference,
though, from like regular fast food restaurants or regular food compared to the rich people food, you know?
Yeah.
Like, man, because they even make gross stuff look fancy. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to eat that stuff, but it looks super fancy. Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't want to eat any kind of brains or tongues. Sorry.
Snails and worms and
frogs and
whatever. Oh my gosh. Yeah,
so the reason we named our podcast
we'll finish this with the reason we named our podcast, it'll be a brief story, but it will be a few minutes, so hopefully you're still hanging out with us and listening, and if not, that's cool too, we got to spend time and chat.
So essentially we were just what do we call it, and
yeah, I asked her, I said, because I was trying to think of, like, we didn't really think to make it professional or anything like that. We just wanted to hang out and chat. But I did want to have something to call it. As long as we're going to do these regularly, like we want to, then we might as well give it a name.
Well,
so I asked her, and she's always better than me at coming up with names for stuff. I always ask her, like, if ever I want to name anything, I go to her and I'm like, hey, what do you think of this? This is what I'm thinking, but it sucks to me. Let me see what you think. And then she comes up with, like, the coolest stuff.
Well, we just happened to have, like, recorded our second podcast and we were chatting about what to call it. I had some idea and you didn't like it. And then I kept wondering.
Well, I wish I remember what it was. It wasn't that I didn't like it. It just didn't fit
exactly
what I wanted to go with.
And yeah, it just didn't.
It was good, though.
I also, the other one I suggested was Dumpster Fire Chat. Dumpster Fireside Chat.
Yeah. Oh, that now I remember. I don't remember the first name you came up with, but that reminded me of why I didn't like either one of those names, because they weren't personal enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was just standing there and I was like getting ready to make a hot dog or something. And you were going into the bathroom and I was just like, we just keep talking about how poor we are. And our last name is Reich, which even if you like don't pronounce it rich, like in German, it does essentially like translate to rich.
Oh, I think funny.
Mostly, or something similar to that. Like, and then it's like it's a very wealthy family name in Germany.
Oh my gosh, I wish.
Like the Vanderbilts or whatever. So, the Reichs are the Vanderbilts of Germany.
That's funny.
So I was like, the poor Reichs, and you were like, yes!
Instantly.
Yeah.
Instantly. The second she said it, I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That is the most perfect, like, and of course, right away, too, I also was like, look, to me, that is the most perfect title I'd ever heard for us to have a podcast together. But I also was like, to me, that's perfect, but what do you think? And yeah, she was with it.
I mean, it was my idea. But
yeah. Well, no, because
what's weird about it,
ideas and we don't always use them or anything.
Well, what's weird about it is that when we talk about our family, we're mostly talking about our mom's side, which is the Thurmans.
Mm-hmm.
And Reich is our dad's side, which we have zero contact with anybody on that side of the family, except for my stepmother, Rose, who is friends with me on Facebook, but will not message me unless it's like a copy paste, like Valentine's Day or Mother's Day message or whatever.
Happy holiday thing.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So
no personal.
Like when she first friended me, I was like, hey, how are you? And she did not answer.
Yeah.
But then she'd send me like little memes and shit on like holidays. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, all right, I guess she's not allowed to talk to me, but...
No, I don't, I think it's probably not, but it's probably more just don't know what to talk about. It could be that, but I think she's reaching out and that's fine, right? Like,
yeah, it's nice. But like that, again, that's like...
funny though.
I'm not Facebook friends with dad or any of his brothers or sister or any of her cousins or whatever, but so we're calling the podcast The Poor Reichs, even though like we have no contact with that side of the family.
We're not called The Poor Thurmans.
The other thing too is that like when I started doing stand-up,
well, it's because it's our last name though. It's our last name isn't Thurman,
but when I
our
started,
mom's name was
when I started doing stand-up, I went by Crystal Cherie. I went by my first and middle name
because I loved that.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cool. I was like, oh, you bitch, you came up with something cool for your name. I'm over here wanting to change my last name, like, legally, you know?
Should jump John.
Yeah, I actually thought about that, JJ. And my mom called me JJ Juju Bean.
Yeah, Sarah calls you that, too.
Yeah. Hasn't called me that in a long time, but
Yeah, and then I just call you J.
But so we call it Rikes instead of Thurmans, because mostly because it's legal our last
Yeah,
name.
it's our last name, but I just
But
think
it is
it's
related to the
I
dad
think it's funny,
that we don't have any contact with at
but
all.
mostly it's just the juxtaposition of like the poor riches that I think is
Yes.
cute.
No, I
And then also, like, I was thinking about it, like, if people are searching for Reich, they might find our podcast and
I
be
doubt
like,
it.
are these Nazis?
Yeah, so real quick too, it reminded
We're
me
not
that
Nazis.
we're not, no, not at all. Hopefully you've learned that through our first couple of episodes as well, and just knowing us in real life, if you know,
Yeah.
especially my friends. But no, I remember, I forgot, because we were talking about it a little bit before we moved on. But I, you know, when I was thinking about changing my last name legally before I found it was too expensive, Crystal was the one that told me, well, you know, that's the most reputable or famous or infamous or whatever for being evil Reich, but there are other Reichs.
Yeah, so it just means like
It is the worst Reich, but all the other
a
Reichs
faction
seemed
of government.
fine.
So it's like the history of governments. So the Third Reich was
I
Hitler.
mean, they might not have been fine, but I don't, none of them were like Hitler style government forms of, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's what I started out saying. When I
Yeah.
was in ninth grade, I found like there was a asterisk next to the word Reich, so I went down to the bottom of the page and said the Third Reich was Hitler's regime.
Oh.
But there have been seven other
Yeah,
regimes,
okay.
like, so there's seven total.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many there have been now. I meant to look it up, but I was like, I felt a little bit better when I read that because I was like, because I didn't
I
really
did.
know.
I felt better when you told me, and I was like, oh, thank goodness. But still,
Yeah, I didn't really know
still.
what Reich meant, and I was just like, oh God, it's just associated with the worst atrocity that
And that's
humanity has ever, you
why
know.
when my sister would, she, there was a point where she started just calling her by her real name, Reich. I was like, you bitch, it's rich. You know, like, it's rich, damn it. Why do you keep saying Reich, you bastard? But anyways, no. So we've talked a lot. We've gone over an hour. We're at an hour and 20 minutes. If anybody's been
Okay.
listening, thank
I
you
just
very
want to
much.
talk
Did
about
you
the logo
wanna?
first.
Oh, the logo. Yeah, my sister draws. She's an incredible artist. She's
So
absolutely amazing.
we came up with the name, and then I created the logo, which I need to fix because the poor Rex isn't even
It's hard to
visible.
see. I mean, like, if you see the bigger version, you can definitely see it. But as a small thumbnail, it's really hard to read.
Yeah, so Jeremy asked me to do a logo, and I was like, okay, but I don't really feel like drawing anything like I was thinking about doing a cartoon because I have a self-portrait that I think is hilarious. It's on my website.
Oh,
And then
is it the slug one? I love that. She's adorable.
she's
My
so
sister made
cute.
herself a slug.
Well, it's not a slug. It's like a really cute face with like wonky eyes, and then it's just like a big blobby body.
Like Jabba
Because, okay, so when I drew it, I was like, I
That's
just
so
was.
cute. It's like the cutest, ugly thing you've ever
Yeah.
seen. That's so funny. It's kind of funny because,
It's like a self-portrait of how I feel other people see me.
right?
And I did one in profile and I did one like facing forward. And I just think it's so funny and so cute. And I call her Pretty Face. And I did a
Pretty
couple of web
face.
comics with her. And then I gave up. But yeah, my favorite joke is the dumbest thing that I will probably never even finish because I have to draw a snake. But it's like a pretty woman. So she walks into a store and she's like, you remember you wouldn't serve me the other day? And the cashier, instead of being a lady, is just a giant snake. And then like Pretty Face says, big Miss Snake. Big, huge. And then she like walks away. Which is the stupidest.
That's amazing. That is,
Oh,
you gotta finish
I
that.
forgot. I actually made like the Julia
That
Roberts like outfit
is so
on
great.
Miss Pretty Face.
Yeah.
So I just think it's so funny and so stupid, and I probably will never finish it, but so dumb.
She is incredible. Her artwork, she's a fashion designer as well. A writer, amazing writer,
Yeah.
including like novel type as well as poetry, and oh
I
my
didn't mean to
gosh.
disagree with you on that. I was like thinking about the logo. So I had drawn this for a book that I like a children's well, it's a children's
She's working on
style
a,
book, but it's
yeah.
definitely not for
She's been writing a
kids.
book and now she's drawing for it,
Based on
her own
the short
story.
story, The Brave Princess that I wrote in
It's an amazing
2016,
story.
And it's on my website.
It's short, too.
If you want to read it, it's crystalsharee.com, C-H-A-R-E-E.
Reader about page.
And crystal is the dictionary spelling. so it's like, so I'm illustrating it, and I came up with the kids, and it's just me and Jeremy and Bubba. And
our brother.
Our
dead.
Little brother. yes, he's dead. And I so
was making it clear.
I was showing Jeremy like the sketches that I had done, mm-hmm. and he was like, "It's us," and I was like, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. And then so I had already told him I didn't want to draw like actual like anything. And then I started working on it. I was like, you know what? I actually already have this drawn out. So I just took a picture on my phone of the sketch. And then I imported it. I opened it up in Illustrator. And then I just traced over them real quick. It's like the quickest. It took me like maybe 3 or 4 hours.
She calls that quick. Isn't that funny?
Well, because it definitely isn't as detailed or nice or whatever as I would usually.
3 to 4 hours. Very quick.
Not as much.
That's an artist for you.
Attention as I would put into it normally. But but I thought it came out really cute, and Jeremy liked it, so I was happy about that. And then I added his red toe because he's had an infected
ingrown
toenail for like 5 years.
Has it been 5? I thought it was only 2 years. It could be 5 years.
I don't know. It's been a long time. and so that's what's.
So I have a red toe on my. Now you can't see this unless you're on YouTube, but we do have on the podcast. We have two different sites, one of Wags, maybe. There's the thumbnail you can see, but it might be too small on the actual podcast websites, like Anchor. I'm not sure. I can't remember how big the picture is on those websites. So I don't know how easy it is to see the red toe. But it's probably spottable, though. Red big toe. I didn't even notice it right away when she sent me the picture. I thought it was adorable, us as kids. And oh, this, I forgot, this is the wrong freaking image because it doesn't have the t-shirt text. I'm so
oh dumb. Yeah, I so I did one that. With blank t-shirts, and then I did one with t-shirt text that says on his it says life sucks, and then mine just says yep. So it looks like we're talking to each other. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
That's funny.
It's really fucking cute, but it's also like very silly, and very dark, and like I don't know. It's just like to me the juxtaposition of how cute they are, and then like also their t-shirts, and then they're standing on like dirt.
And she had to explain it to me too, because the where it says the poor rakes, I thought it looked kind of like a welcome doormat.
Uh-huh.
But when she described it to me, I was like, oh, that actually makes sense. And I can see it, too. She had to describe it to me, though. She was like, no, it's like us drawing out the poor rags in dirt and filth on the ground. And I was like, oh, I can see that. I can. But so it's a little bit dark and stuff and a little hard to see. But I can see that when I know, you know, that it's...
That's what it is.
That's the idea of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it does look like it's written with fingers, yeah. You know, kind of a thing, yeah.
So I need to fix that so it's, A, more visible, and then also, like, so it reads, like, what it is. And then also the S in Reichs is just a dollar sign.
Dollar sign. Now, so originally she told me she wanted to make a broken dollar sign.
Oh, yeah.
Which I loved the idea of a broken dollar sign. I thought
I think
that
was
so funny.
I'm still going to try that. I couldn't find a good font for it. Yeah.
This was a very temporary, quick kind of a thing. Like she said, a quick 3 to 4 hours. but anyway, it's gorgeous. She's an amazing artist, and I loved what she did for us as far as like a logo for the podcast kind of a thing. And again, this is what she did too. This for us, where this really is for us until and hopefully people care enough to want to talk to us about the stuff that we're talking about, and then ask us questions that we can answer or provide content for us to talk about, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, I guess if we ever get a comment. Have we gotten a comment?
Not really, no. Yeah. So.
Oh, and just a little teaser for an upcoming podcast is I want to talk about how Jeremy and I ended up in foster care. Because I know what
the result of the action that it took us to end up having to end up in foster care,
yeah.
Which I forgot about until she was we talked about it before we started today, but we didn't end up getting into
it. It's a pretty crazy story.
It's kind of short though.
It's not that short. I think it'll take.
You'll remind me of stuff. Yeah. It's like off the top of my head, I would be like, it would take a minute.
it's a wild story, and yeah. So I was trying to do it when I was doing stand up. And I was taking a stand-up class, and I really wanted to, like, do this in 5 minutes. Mm. And I couldn't get it down to 5 minutes and make it funny and, or make it funny, I should say. But also, like, because I think it's hysterical and, like, horrible.
Hysterically but... horrible. Horribly hysterical.
But... like, it's kind of a dark story. Like, that was the thing that I realized was saying it out loud to other people is they don't think it's funny. Mm. Like, to me,
We think of it as funny. I'm trying to think of it. I think it was funny just being in it.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was funny at the time. But, like, the thing is, like...
I remember being scary, but, like, to think back on it, it's a funny memory. Like,
yeah,
well, I'm not scared of thinking about it. It makes me laugh because it's just so crazy.
Like... It's so crazy. It's like having perspective on it and having lived with it for 30 whatever years, like, it becomes normalized. Mm. And so you don't realize until you say it to somebody else out loud. And you're trying to, like, I was trying to, like, add the jokes in there and people weren't laughing. And I was like... That was supposed to be funny. Why didn't that work? It's like, because they're horrified.
Man, there's got. I think that would probably be one of those things where some jokes with the comedians, when they get to that point where there's a story in the bigger picture of the comedy show. So in between the whole comedy show, you get these brief little looks at that story. And at the end is the final message that... It's funny because you recognize everything and there's all the in-between and all that. But as far as a five-minute joke, I could see that being impossible.
I couldn't even tell the story in 5 minutes, let alone try to add jokes to it. So, it does take longer than you would think it does.
It does seem like it would be perfect for a 1 hour stand-up, like, in-between story thing. Like, I remember I told you about, I forget his damn name right now, the guy with the long, curly, weirdo, wavy hair and stuff, Russell Brand.
Russell Brand, yeah.
He had a show. I was going to say Russell Crowe. he had a show, and I haven't seen all his shows or anything, and some of his stuff, I'm just like, oh, this guy's a little wacky, but he seems cool. But his one show where I told you got to see this, did you ever end up watching that?
No.
It was really good.
Since I quit comedy, I've kind of soured on watching stand-up. Yeah. It's difficult.
I mean, all right, so we're at an hour and a half now. What do you think? Do you want to
we can go.
Continue or?
How about if we stop recording and then if we, take a break, because I need to go to the bathroom and get more water. And then if we
record
we
can record a new episode already for the next
time. Just talk about it.
All right, well, thank you guys very much. Or you guys, say you guys. That was something Stark. That's the one thing I had to get used to,
Possibly too, Wags.
Yeah, that's one thing I had to get used to for streaming, too, is it's just this normal thing where because you hear it so much. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. But, like, there's no interaction. There's no anything yet, right? So I'm just like, thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. I do want it to be more personal when I thank people because the reality is we don't have an audience that we need to be like, oh, thank everyone kind of a thing. And
you make all this possible. Like, literally.
It's weird to me to think of it that way when the reality is that probably nobody even listened to more than 10 minutes,
Right.
So anyway, thank you very much for listening. We will hopefully have you, we'll be here next time and hopefully you enjoy what you do here of our podcast and stuff. So goodbye.
Bye.